Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Superior Video Livestock Auction proudly presenting the Bighorn Classic Tuesday through Friday, August 22nd through 25th. Broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com from Sheridan, Wyoming. They'll be offering 165,000 head of cattle over the 4 days. You can check out the catalog at SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior for more information about this year's Bighorn Classic at 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Be a part of the 2017 Blessings of the Field, Saturday, August 26, 7 p.m. at White Dog Hill Restaurant in Clinton. Alumni of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program are hosting an evening of fabulous cuisine as they raise money for the Leadership Development Program. Chef Jacqueline Davies Thunderbolt is preparing a fabulous menu that'll take you around the world, and you can try it all. Tickets and more information are available at agleadershipok.org under Events and Opportunities. Blessings of the Field, August 26, White Dog Hill Restaurant in Clinton.
Well, cattle futures market today were weaker. On the feeder cattle, we were down anywhere from about 40 to a dollar. August feeders, which expire in just a few short days, down 92 at 139.57. Of course, they start to measure up to the feeder cattle index as we get into the final 7 days of trade. The feeder cattle index is 145.80. On Friday, it was up 36 cents, but it's a pretty good premium to the August futures. August futures are expecting that to come down according to their price. Of course, they have to meet on expiration. September, though, on the feeder cattle, down a dollar at 139.02. And then live cattle, the August, which are into delivery period, were down 50 at 105.87. Cash trade, it looks like on Friday, finished at about 109. It was disappointing after having 110 to 111. It looks like it's going to wrap up around 109 in the south and 175 in the north. This morning, they had about 4,500 head at Oklahoma City, so the market's watching that. And then at midday, box beef, we were down 78 cents on choice, down 6 cents on the select, with choice select spread being $1.79. And tomorrow afternoon, we have the cold storage report, and then on Friday, we have the next round of monthly cattle on feed numbers. Of course, the market's watching to see if there's going to be big placements again on this report.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets continue to sell off pretty sharply. Corn down 3 to 4 cents. The beans were down 2.5 to 5. And then the wheat continues to sell off. It was 5 lower in Chicago. And then Kansas City was down about 6. So they continue to be very unimpressive here with this sell-off. If you look at a chart of the December Kansas City wheat, since July 1st, they've gone from just over $6 to today's final price of about $4.35. So about $1.65 sell-off in about a month and a half. That's pretty big sell-off there for the wheat futures. The corn and beans look similar, but not quite that much. December corn has gone from about $4.20 to $3.60. And then the beans, November beans, have gone from nearly 10.40 down to 9.40, so about a dollar sell-off there for beans. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour begins today and goes through Thursday, with the final results released Friday afternoon on the 25th. It's a big thing that we watch, because those are actual people out in fields counting actual yields, and it really just complements what the USDA gives us. But that will be Friday afternoon. Hedge funds are still short the wheat, and then the beans, long a little bit of corn, estimated to be long about 40,000 contracts of corn.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.